This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Jones, your host. And I've really been pondering what's happening in the world and what the globalists are up to versus what free humanity is up to. And I'm going to really try my best today to calmly, we'll see how long that lasts, try to walk through some of this from the perspective as if we're historians looking back on a great war that took place, because there is a great war taking place, being directed by the forces of evil against the forces of good. And it really does come down to that. This world is about good and evil, and it's about the evil that lurks in the hearts of men, growing and organizing and metastasizing and taking over. And it's about the cycles we go through when humanity finally wakes up and deals with it. But it's evil for evil's sake, ladies and gentlemen. And we see so many examples of this manifesting, not just on television or not just on the internet, but in the real world, when we're out in the streets or in communities, a true spirit, an operating system of kill, steal, and destroy is expanding right now. Now, you are seeing a lot of resistance mounting to that. In the Newtonian physics, for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. But I'm going to really attempt today to go through the different crises in the world that are being organized and focused and exacerbated by the globalists towards their end. And they admit that this is their larger plan. Why are they collapsing the borders? Why are they attacking the family? Why are they trying to open the borders to radical Islam? Why are they trying to undermine the family and any type of independence and the right to self-defense? Because that's what you do when you are conquering a group of people. And I know that our great audience of radio and TV viewers and internet viewers understands this better than I do in many ways. But we have to discuss and face the fact that the enemy is admittedly trying to condition us incrementally, by successful approximation, to accept the next phase of their operations. So that's all going to be coming up here today. Just the stacks of news, I have three of them dealing with the border, is the last two DHS heads, Democrats, the current DHS head, the heads of the Los Angeles government now admit it. They're all admitting it. That their cities are collapsing into medieval squalor and that it's only getting worse and something's happening to the public and more people are refusing to work. Well, just on my way into the office this morning, I dodged zombie-like homeless people three times. Now, I don't live in the city, in the main part of the city. Our offices are not in the main part of the city. In two of the cases, the police were already on the scene with men that looked, again, like zombies. Ribs shrunk in. One guy was in his underwear, feces streaming down his leg, running out into the street, almost causing a car wreck because five or six cars in front of me slammed their brakes on. Then I get up another mile or so down the road, run into something similar. Then I get close to the office. They're stumbling out in traffic trying to be hit. Wild-eyed. This is a manifestation of the true evil. And the drugs and the alcohol and the opioids and the laziness and just the breakdown of society. And it's accelerating, ladies and gentlemen. It's like Day of the Dead out there. And it's only going to get worse. It's all planned. Latin America is collapsing because of the corruption and the greed and the violence and the evil. We are collapsing because of the violence, the greed, and the evil, and the loss of family and soul. Now, I don't say all this to demoralize you. I say it to raise the alarm. We'll look at it all when we come right back.
The globalists are hyper-competitive, scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality medical development and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over-the-counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American Revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, his Bible was green and good, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's Wednesday, June 5th, 2019. I am your host, Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us. This country is in a war. The nation state is in a war for its very survival. Civilization is in a war with a corporate global government that is forming a breakaway civilization that is exempt from our taxes, our regulations, that siphons off our technology, our money, our resources, and then in turn gives us nothing but collapsed third world populations to sink us into ignorance, squalor, and oblivion while the establishment breaks away and prepares the next move, the forced depopulation operation, which you'll be begging for by the time they implement it. Problem, reaction, solution. But there are forces in places like Japan and places like Brazil and places like the UK to a certain extent and the United States that want to get off of the globalist social engineering designed post-industrial, post-human era plan that I've been talking about for 20-plus years that now you see is mainline all over TV, all over radio, all over culture. Humans are a disease. We're bad. We should be gotten rid of. You shouldn't have children. We should kill babies after they're born. They're subhuman trash. It's so much fun to have an abortion. It's sexually pleasurable. Vice and CNN say to have an abortion, it's a new fetish. Yes, you're talking beyond anything you ever heard in a horror movie. By the way, we're going to play some of those news clips coming up later in the second hour today. I mentioned it yesterday from the archives and some of the news statements, but we actually pulled them in. We'll have that for you in the second hour. Viewer discretion is advised, not because anything's graphic, but because the woman and women creamily, sexually talking about how much fun it is to kill babies and how good it feels and how much they love chopping those little bastards up. And then the fake orgasm noises is the height of any horror you've ever seen. But it isn't fantasy, ladies and gentlemen. It's reality, because truth is way more evil than any fiction that can be imagined by a sick brain. This is the left now wallowing in total evil. You know, I told you several times on air that one of our crew went to Sundance Film Festival in my stead, and he came back very shaken, and he said that he went to all these dinners, all these events, and they said the mission is to depress everyone and to be as shocking as possible and overturn all norms. And that's what's being funded. And, of course, they didn't really understand why. Well, I do know why, because I've read the Ford Foundation and the Central Intelligence Agency's own admissions from the 1950s about the Cultural Revolution they launched here in the so-called free love era and everything, and that it was meant to break up families, turn women into sexual objects, completely destroy any freedom they have in the name of freedom, and turn men into arrested development morons. And then finally they would then start chemicalizing the children, and they were so desperate, telling them that there weren't two genders, and that the only way that they could be cool would be to somehow change their body, a la Brave New World. And how do you get someone to embrace servitude and slavery? As Huxley said, you get them to love their servitude by making it cool. Women did not smoke cigarettes until the 1920s. It was seen as uncouth. It was seen as dirty. They would smoke cigars because cigars were ladylike, and that's why they had the pretty band on them, so the women wouldn't get nicotine on their white gloves. But women would smoke in private. That was the style from Europe, from Spain, going back 500 years after the discovery of tobacco in Cuba by the conquistadors. But I digress. They had propagandists of the time, Edward Bernays, pay millions of dollars, which was the equivalent of billions today, to all the women's groups to have them walk and smoke the cigarettes and say, I have the freedom. Just like Virginia Slims 50 years later said, you've come a long way, babe. You too are going to get lung cancer now. So it's all a cold-blooded manipulation. And by the way, they knew cigarettes gave you lung cancer 200 years ago. So it's also it's another little sick thing, like Bayer Pharmaceutical, knowingly, again, shipping out millions of ampules of factor 8 blood product, knowing the clotting agent had HIV and hepatitis in every dose, a death sentence. But don't worry, Bayer had the drugs to then treat the HIV and the hepatitis. You see, that's not some horror movie with imaginary things going on. That's the real world. Oh, but don't worry. Antifa's going to protect us from all those nationalists and all those anti-vaxxers and people from, because they're Nazis, except Bayer really were the Nazis. Oh, but it doesn't matter. I digress. The point is, everything with the globalist is about, even if you're moral and love God and love justice, searing your conscience, throwing evil in your face until you just feel overwhelmed and give up. That's why we have to consciously, as humans do, separating ourselves from the animal kingdom, understand the condition, understand the manipulation, understand the psychological warfare event, and then consciously not let them break our will. And then once you turn your will towards not letting this grind you down, or not letting it make you give up or feel helpless, then you're going to get stronger under the enemy attack. Instead of letting weights just crush you, say like 200 pounds on your chest bench pressing, and you haven't been working out in a while, and you just kind of give up, if you had that on your chest, it would end up suffocating you. It would end up basically crucifying you. It would kill you. Put the pressure on your diaphragm, and you would give up. You would die if you were tied down with 200 pounds on your chest. But if you're conscious that you could push it off, well, you get stronger. And they keep throwing weight on you, and you get stronger. And in my 25 years of all I've gone through, I've now more and more have seen God's perfect plan, how God didn't give me too much that I couldn't handle 25 years ago. And now I was able to build the dose up under the pressure, thanks to God, and now can handle pressure that almost no one else can handle. And I'm not bragging about it. It's just a known fact that we have learned, this crew has learned, and my family has learned, by successive approximation, by adapting and overcoming, not giving in and being a victim, but fighting back, we have become stronger and the enemy's become weaker. Now, that's those of us that are awake, though. For those that aren't awake, they are entering into a malaise, a bygone, a swamp, and really giving up. And when the conscious mind gives up and when the good parts of the soul give up, then people really get deeper into a trance. They stop caring and then they start adopting the nastiness. They start adopting the evil. They start adopting the systems and the culture without even knowing it. So they never knew they were in a fight for their lives because the world told them evil didn't exist and government and Hollywood love you when it's all the opposite. That is, people running the government. And so you're seeing it. You're seeing depression explode, suicide explode, cancer explode, IQs dropping, neurological disorders exploding all over the world. And it's because it's all being done scientifically. We're being inflicted. We're being poisoned. We're being hit. We're being stunned. We're being corrupted. And the globalists admit this in their own documents. This is not my opinion. Everybody knows this, but we need to be conscious about it and warn others. It's like the Golden Child. It's a fiction film, but it's a good allegory where they can't kill the Golden Child. The devil can't. His demon can't until they get him to eat the blood of sacrificed, tortured children. What do you think Pepsi puts in its drinks?
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Now, I've told this story about 100 times. I'm going to tell it again, and then I'm going to get into all the huge, unbelievable breaking news. The globalists openly trying to collapse our country and other nations, and just the amazing treason and how it can be stopped. And we're very close to getting that done. That's why the enemy wants us off air, because they don't want you to have a focal point and a rallying point to take this fight to the halls of victory. I've told the story many times of when I was going to be on The View. It's got to be like 10, 12, 13 years ago. And I'm in first class, American Airlines. That's how they flew me up there. And there's the head of one of the big three banks. And he says, this is an off-the-record conversation. And I'm a person that honors that, so it was an off-the-record conversation. And at the end, I started arguing with him. We've been talking off and on for about 3 hours. He looked at me and he said, listen, you're not going to win. The public is going to adapt to what we're going to do and the system we're building. And that's the way it works. They don't adapt and overcome. They adapt and they submit. So you're on the wrong team. You just don't understand. Humanity's broken. It's fallen. It's stupid. And you might as well stop treating them like they deserve any freedom. They don't care about you, and they'll tear you apart if you try to help them. Now, that's somebody that's given up on humanity. That's somebody who's got a very cynical view of people. But you know what? He understands their whole ball game. They are putting all of these horrible movies and TV shows out. Every major tech platform, every major production house is sexualizing children. I remember like 15 years ago, Nickelodeon documents came out. It was even on PBS back then, when I said there was still some soul left in this country. And they were talking about how they were planning to sexualize children down to age 5. Because if they could brand them to a sexual orientation, they could tie it to products much stronger for life. And, of course, that's what came out yesterday with Snapchat, was that love knows no ages, an actual NAMBLA slogan that then puts a video filter over the screen when you're sending Snapchats around with a NAMBLA slogan. And I guess the pedophiles can contact your kids that way. And you've got all of this. This avalanche of this and all these convicted pedophiles dressed up in clown makeup in disguises being brought into schools, in many cases without parents being told, for children as young as 5 to sit on their laps. It's a plan. It's a program to make people give up. So see, all these years, I'm here fighting back against this. I believe we can stop it. We've seen a lot of evidence we can. Plus, it's the right thing to do. But see, they see us as an anomaly. And they talked about this in Jade Helm 2015 document the Pentagon put out, where they admitted it's for monitoring social media in America during a martial law takeover that Obama was testing. That's what's in there. We weren't saying it was going to be a physical imminent takeover. That was the media lie. The document and subsequent PowerPoints given by the Pentagon, we played them here, anybody can pull them up, admitted all of that. So again, it's not that the Pentagon's bad, it's that the globalists in control of our government are in control of it to a great extent. It's not that the federal government itself is bad. It's that it's got a lot of bad people in control of it. And that's why they're so upset about Trump, because he could get a beachhead and start turning it around and give other people hope and other people belief in the nation state that isn't perfect but is way better than globalism, where it's one world government that you can't reach out to, that you can't veto, that you can't override, that you can't vote against. And so I was thinking back to the North American Union documents that came out many years ago, and the TPP and all of it, and they say, we're going to use migrant flows and migrant crises to break the nation state and force three unions, the Asian Union, the European Union, and the North American Union, that will then expand into these other unions. And there'll be 10 global heads over three super regions. That's directly, by the way, out of Revelation. And so when you hear about, and you see the videos of just giant hordes of people pouring across the border with diseases, you name it, and the media saying nothing's happening, there are no caravans, it's made up. That's a military tactic. They started in World War I, but they would bullhorn, we're not assaulting. And of course they were really assaulting. And so you know what's going on. I know what's going on. We've got to get the word out to people that this is incredibly serious business. And it's incredibly dangerous. And if you just think we're going to be under some North American Union and everything's going to be okay once we submit to the globalists, they don't just want power over the money and the geography. They want power over your children, over your husband, over your wife, over your property, over your body, over everything. So they're not coming for us, ladies and gentlemen. They're here. And they represent calculated, cold-blooded evil. You know, at the end of the last segment, I talked about Pepsi that would use baby parts, baby tissue, in their flavor testing systems. People go, oh, well, it's not actually in the drink. They just use it in the flavor testing. It doesn't matter. It's all part of turning humans into a commodity openly, beyond slavery, and getting us to dehumanize ourselves and take part in seeing other humans not being treated with dignity. Once that happens, it metaphysically removes the hedge. It's spiritual. It's electromagnetic. It's a law of nature, and evil can come in. So evil knows how to trick you to acquiesce. How about the fact that most vaccines are grown on fetal tissue? By the way, do you know what comes with that? You know, they figured this out back in Leviticus 3,000 years ago. You also get all those other viruses that are in the human tissue. And all the other cancer cells and God knows what else that then leaches into the rest of your DNA, which has been proven. There's the headline, PBS NewsHour. Scientists say fetal tissue remains essential for vaccines and developing treatments. See how that works? And so if we won't stand up for the defenseless, how do you think any of us are going to be stood up to? Because I happen to run into Salem's Lot on YouTube, a book Stephen King wrote back in 75, made into a movie in 79. It's a ripoff of Nosferatu. It's even the same, you know, German vampire from Germany. Basically, Nosferatu 2, Stephen King's plagiarist name on it. And you know, it's so scary how the familiar, the Renfield, goes and gets the little boys and girls and takes them in, and the vampire drinks their blood. But see, we inject into our children vaccine garbage grown on dead babies' tissue with all the pollutants and all of it. And we set them on the drag queen's knee, who's really a man in a mask, masked men, many of them convicted pedophiles. We bring our children to masked men. In San Francisco, I mentioned it yesterday, we'll play the clip coming up next segment, celebrates and says, come into dungeons with feces of rats and have rats on your table eat your meal with you. She is celebrating it. Oh, but a movie with a vampire is too unbelievable. But in the real world, keeping babies alive after they're born, put them in an oxygen tent for a week. I was talking to a nurse from Omaha just 2 weeks ago that was visiting down here. She says, yeah, actually, I know some nurses that do that, but that's how you do. You got to keep them alive to get the organs. I was like, exactly.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, I'll tell you something, folks. I was coming into this segment to break down the globalist plan to bring our borders down, which is now out in the open, and get to the latest developments. San Francisco celebrating rats inside the restaurants, sitting at your table. Again, this will be the normalization. Now you're discriminating against rats because you don't want them running around. You don't want your typhoid. It's all coming up. But I was given an article by Kellen McBreen, one of our great writers, during the break, and we're going to have the video next hour. We're going to get to this, that was like a real punch in the stomach, but it's something we're going to cover, and I hope everybody tweets and Facebooks and gets out there from newswars.com. That URL doesn't get censored as much. That's what you, where you want to send the story out. So I'm going to get to this next hour, but this is the final, one of the final phases in how this evil unfolds. Like Hellraiser, little boxes, once you get one open and then it unfolds and something bad really happens. Well, this little portal to hell is opening up quite nicely. And it's, quote, drag queen transvestites dressed like zombies, because that's really what this is, a celebration of zombiosis, with people with Down syndrome. Now, I'm going to get to this next hour, but I want you to understand something that I learned from Senator John DeCamp and that I learned from the Congressional Record and Convictions. But Down syndrome and other mentally disabled young people have been the favorite target of the pedophile rings for a very, very long time. And the exploitation of them is particularly nasty. And when he showed me this article and I read it, it's one of those stories that just opens up thousands of data points that makes you physically angry but also sick to your stomach and just with a real desire to defend your family. You know, when I look at my three daughters, you know, my son's 6'2", and yes, Rex is 6'2 now, and got arms bigger than mine. But when I look at them particularly, my two-year-old daughter, I feel guilty because my soul and my guts tell me you need to be doing more to protect her from these people and the system, and you need to get out there and you need to do something because children are so innocent and they're so good, and Down syndrome children are so sweet and so good. Anybody that's worked with them knows that. And they've had members of the parliament come out in England. They've had educators that are liberals but have a soul come out and say, listen, up to a third of our kids are autistic or have mental problems. No one's asking why. It's been done on purpose. It's chemical and biological. But they say they're all being inducted when they're 5, 6, 7 years old, being told that they're really trans. And so the state is getting mentally disabled children to renounce their parents and others and be emancipated. Now, think about that. They're not just emancipating a child that has their mental faculties when they're 9 or 10, like they're doing in England and the U.S. and sterilizing them because, quote, the kid got talked into it. That's why, you know, as an adult, you don't trick a kid to get in your car and drink whiskey. You're contributing to the delinquency of minors or drugs or whatever or sex. It's because they don't have the age of consent. But they are getting 7-year-old Down syndrome children to emancipate themselves. That's how the left works. Don't call them retarded, which is just a medical word. Just sterilize them and teach them the love of 20 men running a train on them and giving them HIV, just like Bayer gives you that gift as well. See how that works? To keep the babies comfortable. So that's coming up next hour. I'm going to do the border stuff next segment. But you have to understand that I was talking to a registered nurse who was in town a few weeks ago. I'll leave it at that. Over my kitchen table. And she was talking about abortion and, you know, Trump trying to take women's rights away. And I said, you know, the issue is that they're keeping babies alive after they're born so that they can have their organs taken even down to being exsanguinated. I'll use a medical term. Ooh, you know that term? Yeah. Blood being drained. It's an important little final touch. It's just the final vampiric seal, draining them down to nothing. And then harvesting the skin, everything else. Let's face the real horror. This isn't a vampire movie. But you go read Bram Stoker, you'll watch the remake of it in the 90s, Keanu Reeves and the rest of it. What does Dracula bring his queens? Little babies. They all get around them, and drink the blood of the baby like they're eating corn on the cob. That's actually how it's done. These people don't live forever, but they'll torture the living daylights out of your baby for days like it's corn on the cob. Now, bite big old chunks out of those thighs, rape them. They like to prick them with little sticks and suck more blood. Their favorite's a 2 or 3 year old because they can hear them begging for mama. That's the whale song to these demons. They like that a lot. You see how it works now? So I'm talking to her. She's a nice lady. She means well. And I said, hey, I know you mainly work in Veterans Affairs there at the big hospital. I said, well, you know they're keeping babies alive and taking their organs and also adults. And she says, well, yeah, that's what you do when you're an organ donor. They put you in an oxygen tent, whether you're a baby or whether you're an adult. And, you know, while they get the everything lined up for the surgery to make sure that all the organs go out to who they're needed. Because if you just take them all on the spot, you might not get them delivered in time. And I'm like, no, I know. They're keeping them fresh. She's like, oh, wait, yeah. And I'm like, yeah. Well, why is the baby? Did the baby have a choice? Oh, but see, it wasn't a human up to the time it's born. And then the doctor says, the mama decided not to resuscitate. That's why partial birth is so important, because now they're keeping the babies alive. And she goes, yeah, I've heard about that in the oxygen tents. And she kind of got this weird look on her face, like, wait, that's... And I'm like, yeah, you see, it's one thing if the guy is selling their organ donor car and they're in a car wreck, and they say they're brain dead, and so you keep them alive a couple days to get it lined up. You see how that kind of then stretches on out. And the woman's hand started shaking, and she went, oh, well, let's change the subject. Because it wasn't pontificating anymore about how us men are taking women's rights away. It was the real world and what this really is. And anybody that signs on to it needs to understand what you're really signing on to. Unless you want to go to Castle Dracula, where Prince Charles lives half the year, and unless you want to torture babies to death and drink their blood, then don't sign on to this. I'm going to explain to you again. All the legends are true. This is where all this comes from. There's a worldwide cult of people that want to torture babies to death. Period. The bottom of the rat hole is torturing babies to death and sucking their blood. And as soon as people figure that out, you're already getting injected with their parts in your body. They're already making, they're testing the Pepsi flavoring with it. There's already tens of thousands of usage for human body parts. People that didn't ask to get killed. So, you feel safe, folks, with this kind of stuff going on? Because next hour, I'm going to show you women talking about how they have orgasms when they go in and have abortions and how much they love it. And by the way, you think this is just a few women? No. You go to any Democratic Party event or anywhere in the legislature, they're trying to restrict abortion, and women show up in business suits, not just meth head Antifa. And they start licking their lips and becoming demon possessed. They go, I love Satan. I love killing these. And I mean, it's all on video everywhere. And you're like, well, they, just like a vampire. Because they're vampires, folks. There's a spirit. They're vampires. The Democratic Party is part of a worldwide pedophile vampire cult, and now their low-level members are being spiritually inducted. The enemy is powering up the vampire horde, just like...
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@GCNlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Broadcasting worldwide, the globalists do not want you tuning into this show. They don't want you to incrementally see what's being done to everybody, how our conscience is being destroyed, how our families are consciously being destroyed, how our civilization is being imploded by design so the superclass predators can have their way with us. The globalists are not pro-human, they're anti-human. They operate like H.G. Wells's Morlocks, and we are the Eloi. Now, the third world population has more than tripled in the last 50 years on this planet. Western populations, whether it's Japan or the United States, are going down massively. We're only having about 1.3 children for every 2 adults that were born in the previous generations. Unskilled populations are being brought in, they're being radicalized, they're being programmed before they even get here at the refugee camps, and are being prepared to be political operatives to help bring in globalism, which is a form of communism and corporate fascism labeled socialism to control and domesticate the populations. But the big banks shut offshore. So the plan going back to the North American Union and the Trans-Pacific Partnership was to weaponize giant third world populations in collapsing nations that the globalists have on record helped collapse in their own documents, and then export by trains, planes, automobiles with free debit cards, money, cash, protection, clothing, medicine, food to the United States and to Europe. They're then brought into state-sponsored and funded refugee centers and are turned into a political weapon. And now we've got millions of Africans making their way here, not just millions from Latin America, because the channels have been set up by the UN, and Trump is trying to stop it. I don't think Trump is doing enough, but every day groups of hundreds of Africans and hundreds of Middle Easterners are being picked up on the streets of the United States, and they're having to release them. In many cases, they can't even stop them because they don't even have beds. They don't even have courts. We've been overwhelmed. We've been broken. This is far beyond just a regular border crisis. Enter into that. New government map shows 80% of Mexico's 266 districts are controlled by drug cartels. And you look at the images in this Red State article showing the latest giant, incredibly huge caravans, four times bigger than anything that's hit us before. This is an invasion. This is a globalist plan. Report, Mexico getting illegals bus tickets to different places along the border to spread them out. News Wars. And the Vatican is helping fund. The UN is helping fund. And the State Department, though under quasi-control of Trump, through USAID, is also funding it. That's why the government is in such rebellion to Trump. He's trying to stop all of that. And again, we're getting the poorest, we're getting the most low-educated, we're getting the criminals. And they admit that 30% of the children with these groups are not related to who has them. Children, though, are being kidnapped en masse from all over Latin America and taken as the golden ticket. Kidnapped children being used as the golden ticket. You're like, this is incredibly evil. This is incredibly out of control. Even the Senate report admits that upwards of 30% of the kids are also being trafficked into sex. Well, guess what? Welcome to the New World Order, folks, where it's moral to kidnap kids. Oh, it gets worse. There's new video out of double amputees that smugglers, once they get crowds of people into the U.S., pass the Border Patrol saying, oh, look, we've got handicapped folks with us. They then throw them into the water. Oh, and it gets worse. It gets worse. They're finding little kids all over Texas, New Mexico, and other areas just wandering around because after they get through and after they're not needed, they either kill them or throw them out in the field or sell them to brokers that pull up in vans. Wonder who they could be. This is a bloody feast. You ever been to the ocean when there's a red tide and the fish are all getting poisoned and going crazy and there's mackerel and all sorts of stuff in like a half foot of water, shouldn't even be there, and there's just crazy fish beaching themselves everywhere, and there'll be hundreds of thousands of birds eating the flesh, but they go crazy too from all the toxins, and they start falling out of the sky dying. I saw a red tide once, stayed a day longer than I should have, but it was incredible watching it. I got sick from it, just breathing it in. I was down in South Texas. In South Padre. So you see, smugglers throw paraplegic. What's a paraplegic? They're paralyzed, what, chest down? Or is it stomach down? Legs down. That's right. Paraplegic's legs down, but quadriplegic's from the neck down, right? So a person's paralyzed, and the smugglers throw them into the water. But see, Robert Rodriguez isn't going to make a movie about Hispanics killing 99% of Hispanics. They're going to show Don Johnson blowing Mexican women away, shooting them in the stomach when they're pregnant. But it's actually the Democratic Party that wants to kill those babies. But see, it doesn't matter. Robert Rodriguez is a Hispanic supremacist, but he's not really. No, he's funded by the Ford Foundation. He's funded by the federal government to sow the seeds of evil. He won't make a movie about the coyotes that he glorifies throwing people paralyzed into the water to die because he's Robert Rodriguez. And it's good to be evil, isn't it? Smugglers throw paraplegic double amputee migrants into Rio Grande. Border agents forced to save. Newswars.com. Those dirty American border agents that are getting typhus and TB and are saying we should at least test them for diseases. And the Democrats say, no, no funding for that. Let them in. It's humanitarian. Let them into your schools. Let them give you the diseases. Let them have dinner with rats in San Francisco. Make it chic that there's rats and feces and needles everywhere. Have a dungeon with rescue rats. No, it's not a new Disney movie. It's rescue rats at the table with you, with little rat turds. Let's play a clip of folks in the Midwest freaking out on San Francisco where they're celebrating the disease. Here it is.
A tourist hotspot in San Francisco is offering a new way to experience the city's, quote, weird, twisted, and dark history.
It's called the Rats Bar. It's a pop-up bar. It's offering a 60-minute journey into a dark place where rats run free and the booze flows like water. That's a quote. That's a direct quote, by the way. A ticket purchase includes...
Are those real or dead?
One Amaro sour with a rat tail garnish.
Then taken
on a tour to learn more about the gold rush, Alcatraz, and the plague. The live rats are all being brought in by an animal rescue crew.
Yay!
In that area. Live rats.
Why do we need the rats? Did I miss that? Why do we need the rats?
Listen, there are plenty of other bars you can go to in that area if you're not a fan of this
one. Stop right there. That's right. It's all about freedom, isn't it? And remember what happened when the convicted pedophiles were running the storybook time for little kids in Houston? And the local news said, gotta get them while they're young. Imagine 20 years ago, a Hollywood movie about 2019, and there's convicted pedophiles with your children, some of them convicted murderers. These are child rapists. And the news goes, gotta get them while they're young. And they go, you understand, I'm not joking about any of this. When we come back, I have all these former Democrats and DHS people saying, oh, there's no caravan, there's no crisis. Now they say there is one, but it's all Trump's fault. We'll play those clips briefly in 1 minute. We have a new super special. It's on everything with force in its name. The new already best-selling Space Force, America's Back, awesome shirt that I love and everybody else is loving. It's going to be a hit shirt now. I hope you get it. Supports the broadcast, spreads the word. It's a great conversation piece. It's 33% off all the other force products, DNA Force Plus. That is such a huge deal. That is the best CoQ10 PQQ system. Just unbelievable what it does, folks. 50% off. Nobody gets close to that price. Brain Force Plus, amazing. Turbo Force, which is just 10-hour energy, clean, healthy, focused, amazing. Ultimate Female Force is incredible as well. It's 33% off. We're about to sell out of that. All of the Force products. It's got Force in the name. It's 50 to 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number two.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.